Welcome to Heartstop, talking marketing, tech, business, and more with industry leaders and game changers.
On today's show, to share their experience with Vibonomics in their stores, we have Ricker's Convenience Stores, Marketing Director Keith Broviak, and President and CEO Quinn Ricker.
We've had some other programs out there like Gas Station TV or some programs that come through in a visual platform. But they're never local. It's always national stuff. And what I really like about this is we can take local activities, local games, whatever it is that are really relevant to our customers and put it right in front of them. I think that's much more enjoyable. That's what the customer seeks.
And now it's your Hard Stop host, Adam Ritz.
Welcome to the show. This is Hard Stop. We talk about business and marketing and tech and software and how business leaders use tech, software, marketing to the best of their abilities to increase their revenue, increase their customer base, make their customers happy. And I'm happy to have special guests on the show with me today, Mr. Quinn Ricker. Hi, Quinn. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thanks for having me.
And you brought a friend as well, Mr. Keith Broviak, your marketing director. Hi, Keith. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
It's a pleasure for me to have you gentlemen on the show from several angles. My background in radio, in marketing and broadcast, full transparency, I'm one of the co-founders and program directors of Vibonomics.com, who is our official, unofficial sponsor of this show. For more information on how Vibonomics helps your in-store experience, the vibe in your store, maybe even increase your economics with Vibe, it's Vibonomics.com. We've sort of taken a new approach to in-store music and messaging. So if you think about a store hearing the old Muzak days of hearing music come through the speakers in your ceiling, that's kind of our space. We provide the music and playlist, the licensing. We cover the licensing for in-store music. To take it to the marketing level, we provide the messaging. So a store can tell their customers inside their lobby, in their restaurant, in their gas station about their rewards program, their specials, their deals, their contesting, their social media. And now we have a new sort of platform with Vibonomics, and that is advertising. And I wanted to bring you guys on the show to talk about what Vibonomics is doing with your Ricker's gas stations. Quinn Ricker, real quick, tell us about the gas stations, the family business.
Our family business was started in 1979, started by both my parents. My dad tends to be the visible guy, but it was really my mother and father who founded this thing. My dad had this great job at Shell, and he decided he didn't want to be a corporate guy anymore. And they both risked it all and bought a small bulk plant and delivered fuel all over central Indiana. And they grew it from there, and they decided in the late 80s, not so sure that home heating oil and fueling up grandma's tank is the future. They need to get into C-stores. So that's what they did. It was a big risk. He saw the future. It worked. And how they made that future work, how they marketed it was home of the Ricker Pop. It was a 49-cent fountain drink, and that drove traffic into our stores. It was highly successful. We were the first ones in the country to do it. And we grew by two stores here, two stores there, usually about 1 to 3 stores every single year is what we built. We did a couple of acquisitions, and one in Fort Wayne, and then the big one came in Indianapolis in 2008. And now this little company that where my dad was driving around a truck around the countryside, mom was calling customers and collecting money and trying to take care of our customers. This has now turned into 55 stores and over 900 people. So we are really, really thankful, really blessed. We're surrounded with great people, and we're happy where we are.
It's pretty amazing that it started that humble and is now a major C-store chain, Ricker's Gas Stations. And Ricker's, I guess, would you call it Ricker's? Is it a gas station or is it a C-store? Which one is it?
We don't always love the term gas station. We really think it is a lot more than that. We use the term convenience store now. We have gas and we have.
You have a kitchen. You kitchen. It's a restaurant too.
Yeah, we absolutely have a kitchen. Now we're almost becoming a convenience restaurant. Our industry is changing to that term as a convenience restaurant. So there's a lot of things happening in our space.
President and CEO Quinn Ricker is our guest, and I'm happy to also say that you are now, I don't know if you've added this to your business card, but you're now the program director of Ricker's Radio. You have your own radio station.
I love it. Yeah, I when I was a little kid running around with my dad in a pickup truck, and talking to our customers about the fuel they needed. I never thought I'd have my own radio station. That's pretty cool.
You've got your own radio station, Rickers Radio. And Keith Broviak, your marketing director, is, I guess, you're the marketing director of Rickers Radio. So congratulations on having your own radio
station. That's great. So I'm a co-director of our radio station. That's a cool thing, right?
It's a cool thing, and it's an exciting thing. I mean, I'm excited that Vibenomics gets to be part of that growth through the speakers in your ceiling to produce and blast Rickers Radio down to their ears with the music that they're hearing that makes their experience, you know, more comfortable. But then you add in the messaging. From a marketing perspective, Keith, what's been the big difference between how you use Vibenomics to reach your customers versus what you used to do for music in your store?
You know, you mentioned earlier that you used the term Muzak, and we actually did have Muzak in our store, and we've had a few other companies as well. But the big difference is that we were looking at just music in the store to have some kind of background noise for the consumers. And one of the other companies that we had a quasi-commercial piece, but they didn't really manage that very well. And it was just kind of a bolt-on piece for that. And then when the Vibenomics opportunity came up, we noticed that this is a little bit different. We have a great platform to produce commercials and to change commercials on the fly. And to make sure that we are getting the message across to our consumers, we knew we had to have good audio. So when we first looked at one of our stores, we didn't feel like the audio message was going through the store correctly. So we changed the speaker systems in our stores so that we could carry that message. As you walk through the store, you don't lose the message from the back of the store all the way to the front of the store. We also had zones where in the cashier area, we wanted a little bit less sound so the consumer can talk to the clerk. And when you're in the coffee area or the fountain area where there's a little more noise, we needed a zone where there's a little more volume there. And then when we thought, who would have ever thought you wanted to put speakers in your bathrooms? But it was great because you never lose the message even if you go to the restroom. So it was really a cool addition, and it was a cool learning for us that we really needed to make sure that we had the right audio in the store.
So now you have the strategy. I love that you want the volume lower by the cashier, because that's where the conversations are having between your in-person employees and the in-person customer. You want that human engagement. But the audio is louder in different zones through the store. You throw in what you mentioned were the commercials, the messaging, the voiceovers. From a Rickers perspective, those are Rickers messages about your holiday coffee, the new roast you're trying to push, or the Rickers Rewards VIP member card to earn points and get 10 cents a gallon off on gas on Mondays. What kind of, success stories have you seen through the messaging you've done through the speakers directly to your customers?
Well, you know, like when we introduce a new item, there's a lot of other media that we use to get our message out to our customers, whether it's TV, whether it's billboards, whether it's storefront advertising. But to get a message to the consumer in a matter of just minutes that it takes to record a commercial, get that thing uploaded and put it in the stores, we could record something today on a new, you mentioned our new holiday roast coffee. So we're able to take that message, create that commercial in the morning and in the afternoon, have that in the stores. You can't do that with any other media.
It's a good point. You'd have to, contact the graphic designer, the video producer. You'd have to make a new TV commercial, and by the time it's done, you're out of coffee. You've already sold it all because you put a voiceover in the speaker in your ceiling. Let's talk content. So not just messages, marketing messages, but I understand you also do a Rickers report where you have sporting content delivered to your customers, area sports teams, pro sports, the Colts, the Pacers, Indiana University, Purdue University, Ball State, Notre Dame. This sporting content, I mean, it's real radio content that you deliver to your customers. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, we can. Quinn's our sports director, so he comes up with all of the sporting news, every week. So
now, something new to add to your business card, Quinn, sports director of Rickers Radio.
So it is pretty cool that we could take the team, whether it's the Pacers or the Colts or any other the college teams, that we can put a quick sports cast on the radio and consumers can come in and they can hear how the Boilermakers did last night or what the score of the Pacer game was. So it's kind of relevant, right? But it's kind of cool in a way too, right? So,
oh, it's very cool. Quinn, have you heard that walking through your stores and you're like, you hear the Rickers report and you're like, oh my gosh, this is the coolest thing I've ever heard. I have a radio station.
Yeah, it's really cool. And I think the thing that's really nice about this too is we've had some other programs out there like Gas Station TV or some programs that come through in a visual platform, but they're never local. It's always national stuff. And what I really like about this is we can take local activities, local games, whatever it is that are really relevant to our customers and put it right in front of them. I think that's much more enjoyable. That's what the customer seeks much more than some kind of national platform.
Quinn Ricker is our guest, President CEO of Ricker's Convenience Stores, and Keith Broviak is also with us, the marketing director for Rickers. Let's move on to what we call the Vibon Network. This has opened up a whole new world of what the, as I like to call, the speakers in your ceiling can do for your bottom line, really, with Vibonomics. Advertising. So not just the marketing messages for your, I guess, inner squad team here at Rickers headquarters to get your own information out there, but now there's a few outside third-party advertisers reaching your customers, and they're paying money to be on Rickers Radio, and it's a revenue share with Vibonomics. You're making money now with Rickers Radio, selling Grippo's potato chips to people walking through the potato chip aisle. Can you talk a little bit about that, Keith?
Yeah, I can, and it's really kind of a great addition to the whole idea of the Vibonomics in the store. You know, that first idea was, you know, to get commercials on, get good music in the store, and have it relevant. And then when the Vibon piece came about, it's like, well, it's a revenue generator, and it can help pay for the cost of what we're experiencing as far as a monthly fee. So, you know, to get something that could be revenue neutral or even make us money on top of what we, you know, our monthly fee would be with Vibonomics is really a good thing. And another aspect we always look at is all the media, the cost of media, whether it's television advertising or radio advertising. Every other business is faced with the same things we are with cost and how much it costs to be on the radio, how much it costs to be on television. So we looked at all of our customer counts, and we send those to the Vibonomics team, and they're able to take those customer counts and actually visit with a prospective advertiser, share them what the foot traffic is on our store, and it's like they can see exactly how many people that they're going to reach, and it's a very, very economical way of reaching that mass amount of people for their advertising as well.
And it's a great target audience for advertisers. I mean, most people there have a car. They need an oil change. They're coming in to get a quick bite to eat. They want to buy potato chips. There's scratch-off tickets at the counter. The lottery wants to remind them about their new scratch-off ticket where they can win $50,000. So there are advertisers out there that want to reach your customers, and they'll pay to do it. And now with the Vibon Network and Vibonomics, that's possible.
Exactly. And, you know, the biggest thing I think you think about is that you mentioned the lottery, or you mentioned Grippo potato chips. You know, it's Grippo potato chips is a very, very small company. The lottery is a pretty big entity, where the lottery may have more expendable advertising dollars than Grippo potato chips. But the Grippo potato chip guy can target his customers that are coming in our store. And if he's going to spend money on advertising, why not spend it to where he gets the biggest bang for his buck?
He's not going to buy an ad campaign on a terrestrial FM radio station for thousands of dollars and only get 2 weeks of commercials when he can spread that money across maybe 6 months and really make a difference with his potato chip sales in your stores, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, you think about, there's a couple of things going on here. The vendor that needs to have that type of economical advertising, now there's a mechanism for that. Plus, you know, we're able to generate some revenue for it. But one other thing that we forget to mention is that we're selling his potato chips in our store. So now we're having another way of promoting an item that's in our store that's generating additional profits for us as well.
It's your product too.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, you gentlemen are busy. You got a hard stop coming up. One final question. Let's have some fun from a radio perspective. I mean, have you guys ever wanted to be radio disc jockeys? I mean, we give you the opportunity to do your own voiceovers. If you want to do the, you know, I'm Quinn Ricker, this is the sports report. You want to practice in the shower, maybe in the morning, give me a couple copies of your voice samples and we'll put it on the radio for you.
Absolutely. I'm up for that anytime.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, absolutely not. Get out of my office. All right. Well, let's wrap up with some digital properties, the .com, any social media you want to promote, Keith?
rickersrewards.com is our website.
All right. Fantastic, gentlemen. Keith Broviak and Quinn Ricker, thank you for joining me on Hard Stop.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
We've come to a hard stop. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends to download and listen to all Hard Stop shows at hardstopshow.com or subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. I've got a hard stop, and this voiceover session is over.